maybe 900 teenagers randomly show up at your wedding on a beach unexpected. Or the pastor forgets your name. What crazy thing happened at your wedding?
Oh, we got a lot of people rolling in on the text line. Tammy, our outdoor ceremony turned into a full-on wind audition.
Oh.
My veil achieved flight. A chair took out my aunt, and the officiant kept saying, "Love is stronger than," before the mic cut out.
No, geez. So getting back to the officiant forgot your name, that happened to you.
That did, yes. So we're standing there, and the officiant, bless his heart, was like, "We are gathered here today for Michael."
And
uncomfortable, long pause. And then I leaned in and said, "Hey, Kelly.
It's
yes,
Kelly.
Yes, Kelly.
It's Kelly.
It's Kelly Kay." Yes. It was great. I loved it.
Oh, that's funny.
I mean, yours, you kind of messed up your vows a little bit.
Yeah.
Wound up on Wild Weddings on national television.
Yeah, the we were cold reading, like, these. It wasn't our vows, per se, but it was, like, another, like, sort of reading in front of the church, and I was reading it for the first time. And instead of saying, "I won't take my wife for granted," I said, "I will take my wife for granted."
Yes.
And then it was
she
like,
caught my, it.
Yeah, and Gabe shot me a look. I sort of paused for a second.
Like, what'd I say? What'd I say?
Let my brain catch up with my mouth. And then I was like, never. I will never let, you know, take my wife for granted. So that was
made up for a cute little comical
moment. Little video there that did, you're right, wind up on like Wild Weddings. Liz said, "My ex showed up at my wedding with his mom."
Oh, gosh.
"Sat in the front row. Very awkward."
Oh, really?
That's,
that row is like preferred seating for family.
Yeah. Ooh. Interesting.
Aaron, the DJ, played our first dance song, except it was the remix. Nothing says romance like accidental dubstep during a slow sway.
Like, oh, I thought this was going to be Usher, "Let It Burn," but then, oh, wait, hang on a second. This was a remix.
What song in, like, a wedding first dance song has a remix? I'm just trying to rack my brain of all, like, your standards.
Well, you know, like,
normally it's usually a nice slow song.
Well, you know, if it's a pop song at the time that is meaningful for someone, I don't know.
Yeah,
they
maybe
didn't. Aaron didn't say. Aaron, if you, I don't know if you're still listening, let us know. Yeah. Wendy said the cake collapsed mid cut. Frosting everywhere. Dress looked like I lost a battle with a bakery.
Oh,
sure.
Oh no, it took out the dress.
Yeah. Jenny said, "My dad gave a heartfelt speech that slowly turned into a 20-minute roast of me during my teenage years."
Oh, no. Dad!
Dad, you gotta stop.
Dad.
You gotta stop while you're ahead.
Mark, accidentally, somebody sent off the fire alarm during the reception. Nothing like evacuating while holding a half-eaten chicken breast.
Yeah, that stinks. Kylie said, "My husband fainted at the altar." Turns out he locked his knees like a rookie. Yeah, they always say, you got to keep those knees not locked. Otherwise, boom, down you go.
She was like, timber.
That's right. Couple more here. Crazy thing that happened at your wedding.
Will said the bartender ran out of alcohol halfway through the reception.
Mm.
Ruined? No, but guess we're leaving to make beer runs and coming back, LOL.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah. Tina's just like me.
Yeah.
The officiant forgot our names, both of them, and just started calling us you two. It sounded like we were being scolded, not married.
You two.
Oh, you two.
Oh,
have
you two.
Something special.
Have a bond. A bond that can't be broken.
And all of these people are here to support you.
One more from Samantha texted in. My two-year-old granddaughter with a flower girl, and the other flower girl dropped a petal. She just kept saying, "Oh, no." Had to pick them all up.
She did not understand the assignment.
Right. She's like, wait, she's dropping all these
petals. She's making a mess. Yeah. I should probably clean up after her.
All right, those are kind of fun.
Who hired her?
99.7 DJX.